As we gather to launch this new academic semester in the midst of marking a new year, let us be mindful of welcoming one another. As we come from different paths, varying backgrounds, and a diversity of life experiences, and as we welcome one another, let us also commit to encouraging and empowering one another. For the strength of this community of learning will only be as robust as the collective of individuals embodying it. We are the experience that we will have with one another this semester. So let's all do our part to enrich that experience. For ourselves, yes, but for one another, perhaps even more so. Our theme this morning is diversity and belonging, love and the liberal arts. And inspired by an emphasis on love, I offer this invocation. Pray with me, if you would. God of love, even as we gather this morning, light a flame of love in our hearts for you. A flame of love to our friends and acquaintances. A flame of love to those who we have not yet met. A flame of love to those with whom we differ. God of love, light a flame of love in our hearts to all, from the lowliest thing that lives to the name that is highest of the highest. Amen.
I invite you to look in the back of the hymnal and get out. There should be a song sheet there that looks something like this, Christ of the Mountain.
Christ of the Mountain. Good morning, Chapel. My name is Celeste Thomas. I am the Multicultural and Athlete Advisor from Multicultural and International Student Services. I will be reading John 15, 10 through 17 from the NSRV Bible, the Word of God for the people of God. Please stand for the reading of the Gospel. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You do not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. Amen, amen, and amen. You may be seated.
Good morning, EMU, and welcome to spring semester 2015. To those of you who are returning, welcome back to another exciting and challenging semester. And to those of you who are new, welcome to this place of learning, opportunity, and possibility. My name is Becca Jo Longenecker, and I am this year's co-president of the Student Government Association. Student Government Association, or SGA, is a club that fosters the development of student leaders, collects student concerns, and works to make student-driven change on campus. Our office is located in the University Commons between the Den and the Vaca Suite, and I invite you to stop by this semester and talk to a senator. Reflect with us about your experience here at EMU and help us imagine how we might improve it. It is my honor to introduce to you this morning Provost Dr. Fred Niss. I have had the opportunity to sit on two committees with Dr. Niss during my time here at EMU, and I have enjoyed his good humor as well as his obvious passion for the vision of this institution. Dr. Fred Niss began serving as provost at EMU on July 1st of 2009. Before coming to EMU, Dr. Niss served as professor and chair of the Department of Sociology at Loyola University Chicago. He is a 1979 EMU graduate and received his PhD at the University of Chicago in 1992. As provost, Dr. Niss gives overall guidance to the undergraduate and graduate academic programs of the university, as well as Eastern Mennonite Seminary, various auxiliary programs, and academic centers. Dr. Niss's research interests lie in immigrant religion, religious change and conflict, and faith-based international relief and development organizations. He has published two books and a variety of articles and book chapters. Fred is married to Roslyn Myers Niss, and they have two sons and two daughter-in-laws, all of whom are EMU alums. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Fred Niss.
Thank you. Good morning, and welcome each one of you to a new calendar year, a new semester full of new challenges and opportunities. I'm bringing this welcome also on behalf of President Lawrence Schwarzentruber, who's unable to be with us today. He's currently attending the Council of Independent Colleges President's Institute, and although he's in San Diego, I'm sure he would much rather be with us today. At least that's what we're telling ourselves. At our fall convocation last August, we celebrated the record-breaking diversity of this year's incoming class. In my brief welcoming remarks on that occasion, I noted that engaging diversity was at the heart of a good liberal arts education, and that the special quality of an EMU liberal arts education is that we combine the celebration of diversity with a shared sense of belonging together in a community of learning, a difficult task and one that is seldom achieved in today's world. Judging from the number of people who engaged me in conversation during the fall semester, there was something about that conundrum of diversity and belonging that captured people's imagination and interest. The tension between diversity and belonging is one that many of us seem to be encountering in our everyday lives in our particular community of learning here at EMU. So I want to take the time I've been given this morning to explore the question of diversity and belonging in a little more depth, because I think it is at the heart of what we mean by a liberal arts education. Solving this conundrum is fundamental to achieving our ideal of being a Christian university like no other. And I think the key to the solution will be found in grasping the role of love in the liberal arts. Love and the liberal arts are two concepts that we don't often find together in the same sentence. Quite the opposite, in fact. The liberal arts are all about the diversity of perspectives in our various disciplines, the critique of received wisdom, the clash of competing theories about human knowledge and existence. The status quo on too many liberal arts campuses is antagonistic disagreement between the disciplines over core values and epistemologies, and the fierce, though often petty, squabbles between departments over relative prestige and resources. On the other hand, we know from educational research and from our own experience that the most effective and robust means for developing intelligent curiosity and critical thinking skills is a constructive encounter with diversity. And if our engagement with otherness is to be constructive, it needs to occur within a context of belonging, a sustained relationship that enables learning to take place. That's where love comes in, as the glue that holds us together in a shared sense of belonging with and for each other in a community of learning. So just what has love got to do with learning at EMU? Our language doesn't give us a lot of help, because we only have the single English word love to cover an almost hopelessly broad range of emotions, desires, and attachments. The ancient Greeks were smarter than us in this regard, because they had multiple words for different types and aspects of love. The three most common were eros, philia, and agape. So I want to look at how these classic notions of love might provide some wisdom for us today on how to sustain diversity and belonging in the liberal arts, especially in our particular Christian university like no other. Eros refers to love rooted in the attraction of one body for another, the emotional passion and desire that attracts us to some longed-for other. It is frequently associated with sexual love, and our English word erotic derives from it. But eros can refer more broadly to a passionate attraction to any object or person. Philia refers to the affection, care, and attachment we have to each other as fellow humans, brothers and sisters in a common human family. Our English word philanthropy derives from philia, love. Agape refers to spiritual, divine, or transcendent love, the kind of love that God has for creation and that is demonstrated in the incarnation of Jesus. It also refers to the self-giving love we express to each other and the world as a reflection of God's love within us. Each of these types of love has a special impact on how we do liberal arts education at EMU. Each of them is articulated in our university mission and vision statements hanging on the banners behind me. Each type of love is reflected in Jesus' words as read to us this morning. And each of them generates core questions that together provide a framework for our liberal arts community of learning. Eros is the type of love that is foundational for a liberal arts education. I'm thinking here of what we might call an erotic love of learning, a keen desire to know more about the world around us, and a special attraction to a particular question or academic discipline. A chief goal of faculty and staff at EMU is to ignite a spark of curiosity within our students and to fan that spark into a flame that will persist as a lifelong love of learning. Eros is reflected in the very design of our curriculum, organized around specific disciplines, progressing over the course of a degree program ever more deeply into a specialized knowledge, and carried by the passions of faculty and students yearning to know more about the special object of their curiosity. Eros is articulated in EMU's vision statement when we envision a learning community marked by academic excellence, creative process, professional competence, and passionate Christian faith. It is reflected in the words of Jesus we heard this morning when he declares his desire to teach everything that I learned from my Father. In fact, Jesus is an excellent model for the erotic love of learning as we observe him teaching throughout the gospel narratives by telling evocative stories and following them up with piercing questions. The core question that Eros generates within our liberal arts context is, what do we know and how do we know it? That fundamental question provides the organizing principle in each of our majors and degree programs as we progress ever more deeply into the ideas and methods of our individual disciplines. Of course, different disciplines will provide different answers to the questions of what and how we know. Hence, the source of the conflicts and divisions that characterize so many liberal arts campuses. And hence, the need for philia, our love for each other as fellow humans. Philia within the liberal arts pulls us out of the depths of our passion for knowing our own subject and drives us to reach across our disciplinary divisions to collaborate in learning with and from others who hold different perspectives. Whenever we engage in collaborative scholarship or address important issues together across disciplinary lines from our diverse perspectives, we are expressing filial love for others and opening ourselves to new learning in the process. Each of our academic divisions, our seminary, our graduate school, our undergraduate college, our intensive English program, our adult degree program, our programs in Lancaster and Washington, D.C., each of them develops curricula and co-curricular activities that promote filial learning. As just one example, philia is at the heart of our undergraduate EMU core, reflected most explicitly in our cross-cultural studies requirement. This morning and on Friday morning, we will be sending two cross-cultural study groups, asking them to engage new and strange situations, people, and ideas with open minds, embracing arms, and generous spirits. That is the essence of philia, and it will be the occasion for life-changing learning for all the parties involved. Philia is often at the center of learning that takes place outside the classroom, in our residence halls, in our student associations, and in co-curricular activities, in the arts, athletics, and campus ministries. These are the sites for engaging with others from diverse backgrounds and perspectives and learning together in the process. Philia is reflected in our EMU mission statement when we declare our intent to prepare students to serve and lead in a global context by way of guided practice and life-changing cross-cultural encounter. Jesus demonstrates philia in today's reading when he calls us not servants, but friends. The core question that philia generates in a liberal arts context is, who are we as human social beings? And how do we build social relationships and institutions that embody peace and justice and promote human flourishing? Addressing philia's core questions will influence how we structure our relationships and interactions as a community of learning, and will shape the policies we put into place to organize our life together. Philia contains the heat of our individual passions for learning, bringing us together and forging us into a sustainable learning community that is greater than the sum of its parts. So if Eros is the foundation for the liberal arts and Philia is the means for learning together, then agape love gives us our ultimate ends. Agape provides the so what and the what for the liberal arts. And agape is what differentiates us as a Christian university like no other. Agape calls us to reflect the love of God for creation in the questions we ask, the methods we use, and the solutions we offer. This might seem hopelessly abstract or undefined were it not for the Incarnation, an event we've been celebrating for the past month. Ever since the 16th century, Anabaptist Mennonite Christians have held that we can see and experience the love of God best and most concretely in the life and teachings of Jesus, and that as Christians, we express agape love by following the way of Jesus. This core theological claim is our distinctive within the broad liberal arts stream, and even distinguishes us from many other Christian liberal arts universities. It is reflected in our curriculum by our emphasis on putting theory into practice. The agape love of creation is at the core of our 5-year quality enhancement plan, Peace with Creation, in which we took our long institutional history of concern for the environment and systematically integrated sustainability questions across our curriculum and into our institution's operational policies and practices. Agape is articulated in our EMU vision statement when we commit ourselves to offering healing and hope in our diverse world by doing justice, loving mercy, and walking humbly with God. Jesus defines agape for us in today's passage when he tells us to love each other as I have loved you. For us as a Christian university rooted in the Anabaptist Mennonite tradition, the core question generated by agape in the context of the liberal arts is, who is Jesus and what does Jesus call us to do? To put our mission statement in the form of a question, how can we, from our diverse racial, ethnic, class, gender, or faith traditions, follow Jesus' call to bear witness to faith, serve with compassion, and walk boldly in the way of nonviolence and peace? Given what we know and how we know it, given what we have learned about diverse human beings and social institutions, what should we now do? If we are successful in being a vibrant, engaged community of liberal arts learning, these are the questions we will be driven to. So this morning I've set out a number of ideals for us that derive from the role of love in the liberal arts: the erotic love of learning, the filial love of each other, and the agape love of Jesus. None of them are easy ideals to achieve, but I am optimistic about our ability to work at them together in concrete, practical ways. And my optimism is justified, I believe, by the hard work we've been doing together as a community of learning over the past year. Almost exactly 1 year ago, we launched a university-wide listening process in which we engaged each other, as well as EMU alumni, parents, and community members, about the very concrete, practical question of whether or not we would make EMU employment accessible to people who were in same-sex covenanted relationships. We attempted to keep the question focused on particular institutional human resource policies and practices. But our conversations were long, involved, and intense because no matter our intent to focus on practical policy questions, our conversations very quickly delved into the core questions I've just identified. First, what do we know and how do we know it? That is, what do the scriptures have to say and how do we interpret them? What does science tell us about sexuality, and how should that shape our policy making? What does literature, history, or social science tell us about the experience of sexual minorities in human society? Second, what does peace and justice look like in our human resource practices? And how can our policies best promote human flourishing? And finally, what do the life and teachings of Jesus say to us in our current circumstances? What should followers of Jesus do when adopting employment policies? We did not all reach the same answers, of course, but by authentically and honestly engaging each other around these questions generated by love, we remain together as a community of learning, even while tackling a question that has been tragically divisive in so many religious congregations, denominations, and political communities. Love kept us together, and we learned from each other in the process. Our difficult conversations continue, even as our practices change, and we have other important topics to address in the days ahead. In the coming semester, each of us individually will face our own challenges and questions in our classes and in our work. As a collective community of learning, we will confront other challenges together. No less than 3 university-wide task forces are at work this semester on important questions. 1 is examining our university's strategic mission and vision in preparation for our centennial in 2017. Another is studying our practices and policies having to do with faculty life and work roles. And still another is focusing on restorative justice as it applies to student life, particularly our expectations for student conduct and discipline. My hope is that in each of our individual challenges and our corporate work together, we will keep these 3 core questions at the center of our thinking and acting. 1, what do we know and how do we know it? 2, what is peace and justice in the current circumstance? And how will we promote human flourishing? And 3, who is Jesus? And what does Jesus call us to do? To the extent that we are successful in holding these 3 questions, these 3 kinds of love, together at the core of a liberal arts education that genuinely embraces the full diversity of human identities and perspectives, to that extent, we will be successful in truly becoming a Christian university like no other. And we will be able to achieve our ambitious goals for growth because the best students, faculty, and staff from around the world will be attracted to a vibrant community of learning whose motivating core is love. May God bless us all in the coming semester as we work and play together in building the community we all desire. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear God, as our many diversities, differences, and divisions, including those that generated terror in Paris overnight, continue often to perplex us, we thank you for love. We thank you for inspiring the vision we have just heard of love in three forms. We think often of universities as communities of learning, as settings for absorbing facts and theories, as generating classes and papers and bull sessions within which we sometimes gain excitingly fresh insights and sometimes argue out yet once more our pet perspectives. We think less often of universities as bathing the learning process or the liberal arts or sciences in eros, philia, and agape. We thank you, God, the creator and shaper of our loves, for eros, for the gift of passionate attractions. We thank you for philia, for the affection, care, and attachment we seek to offer each other in an EMU conceptualized as a community of love. We thank you for agape, for the kind of transcendent love we see in your giving of yourself to us and to all creation. And we thank you for the countless ways we see your forms of eros, philia, and agape modeled by and made available to us through their incarnation in Jesus Christ. Dear God, as we enter this spring semester at EMU, amid the many perplexities we face in cultures, churches, and schools roiled by almost constant change and varying views of the paths ahead, we thank you for your love for us. And we ask for your eros, philia, and agape to be made flesh in our journeys with you, with each other, with other cultures. In the name of Jesus and his and your love, we do pray. Amen.
Good morning and welcome. My name is Andy Miller. One of my roles here at EMU is Director of Cross-Cultural Programs. Every semester, here at EMU, we are a community gathered. We are also a community sent out. This semester, we have two groups that will be departing this week. The first group is our Guatemala and Cuba cross-cultural. They'll be leaving this afternoon from Layman's Circle, right outside the building here, at gathering at 2:30 and departing at 2:45 on the dot. Or maybe a couple minutes later. It's okay. They will be journeying this afternoon to the U.S.-Mexico border, where they will begin their program. Later on, they'll progress to Guatemala and then to Cuba, where they'll be engaging learning experiences around immigration and justice, while also studying Spanish and developing deep relationships with those with whom they commune. Byron Peachy is the leader to this group. Byron has a unique role maybe here at MU in a lot of different categories. He's a cross-cultural leader. He's been a professor. He's also been with Campus Ministries, and he's a unique part of our fabric here. Maria Martin and Krista Rittenhouse will be assisting Byron. They're both 2014 graduates of EMU, and I know that they have a deep passion for intercultural learning and engaging adventure. I'd like to invite those who wish to lay hands on them to support them here during the prayer of commission. If you'd like to come forward at this time, that you be able to do that. I want to say that this prayer marks just one prayer for our group, that we will continue to pray for them as they head out and they come back. I also invite you to continue to pray for them, their families and friends with whom they are leaving, and also those who will be hosting them along the way. Brian Barton Burkholder, University Campus Pastor, will lead us in prayer of commissioning after we all are up here in some semblance.
Let's pray even as the final few are coming. Nurturing God, we thank you for the opportunity for travel and cross-cultural learning. We acknowledge the growth and blessings received by each person in this soon-to-depart group. May your presence be personal and intimate with each one in these final hours of preparation and throughout the cross-cultural experience. We thank you that we are your children, each precious in your sight. We're grateful that every person on earth is unique and yet part of your dynamic creation. Bring us to an ever-deepening understanding of the connection between us as sisters and brothers in Christ and as cousins in your created order. And lead us to life-changing openness, mutual respect, nurturing acceptance, deep appreciation, curiosity, and delight. We ask now for safety in travel and for transformation of mind, body, and soul for each member of this group and for their leaders, Byron, Krista, and Maria. Help each one be ever mindful of decreasing in self and increasing in the ways of Jesus through this cross-cultural learning experience. And remind each one daily to love others as you love them. We pray this in the name of Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.